This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
الحمد لله الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده على من لا نبي بعده ولا أمة بعد أمته ولا كتاب بعد كتابه ولا شريعة بعد الشريعة أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والسابقون الأولون من المهاجرين والأنصار والذين اتبعوهم بإحسان رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عنه وأعد لهم جنات تجري تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها أبدا صدق الله العظيم. Respected elders and brothers, from time to time we speak about great personalities of the past together with other contemporary issues that we touch on the time of Jumu'ah. Today I would like to speak about one such great personality. He is a great Sahabi amongst the Ashara-i Mubashara, and he is none other than Hazrat Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas, who has a tremendous life and tremendous lessons from his life that you and I can learn from. Waqtan fa waqtan hum tareekh ke bare mayanaz shakhsiyat ke bare mein hum kuch tazkira karte hain تاکہ ان کی زندگی سے ہمیں کچھ فائدہ ہو, اور آج حضرت سعد بن ابی وقاص رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ کے بارے میں ہم کچھ تذکرہ فرمائیں گے انشاءاللہ. حضرت سعد بن ابی وقاص is amongst the عشرہ مبشرہ. He was amongst the foremost people to accept Islam. Riwayats make mention, narrations mention that he was the third or the fourth Sahabi to accept Islam. تاریخ سے ہمیں پتہ چلتا ہے کہ وہ عشرہ مبشرہ میں سے تھے, اور تیسرے آدمی جو اسلام سے مشرف ہوا, تیسرے آدمی, the third or the fourth person to accept Islam. And when he accepted Islam, there was an amazing thing. He was very close to his mother. حضرت سعد بن ابی وقاص اپنے ماں سے بہت قریب تھا. تو when he accepted Islam, his mother was not happy with this. So mother said, I'm going to go on a hunger strike. I'm not going to eat anything, I'm not going to drink anything until you forsake your religion. Until you forsake your religion. So Hazrat Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu was initially worried. He went to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who explained to him the importance of Iman. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on this occasion revealed an ayat of the Holy Quran, which is in the 20th juz of the Holy Quran. وَوَصَّيْنَا الْإِنسَانَ بِوَالِدَيْهِ حُسْنًا. Allah Ta'ala commands you to be good to your parents. Allah Ta'ala کا فرمان ہے اپنے ماں باپ کے ساتھ اچھے طریقے اور اچھا سلوک کرو. وَإِن جَاهَدَاكَ عَلَىٰ أَن تُشْرِكَ بِهِ مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٌ فَلَا تُطِعْهُمَا. لیکن اگر وہ آپ کو مجبور کرے شرک پر تو اس وقت ان کے اطاعت ضروری نہیں. But if they force you to do something that is wrong, and if they force you to associate partners to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then they are no more worthy of obedience. To Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas, when this ayat was revealed, he came to his mother and said, oh mother, I've got tremendous love for you. However, Iman is even more important. And this particular aspect, you can do whatever you want, I will remain steadfast upon Islam. This was upon this ayat. And that is why Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, لا تاعت المخلوق في معصية الخالق. There is no obedience to creation if it means disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Only Allah and His Rasul's obedience is absolute. Only Allah and His Rasul's obedience is absolute. Nevertheless, this was amongst those aspects. Hazrat Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas was related and from the clan of the mother of our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to call him my mamu, my maternal uncle. There are many ahadith that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one day Hazrat Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was coming, and when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw him, he said, look at my uncle, This is the way an uncle is. Nabi Kareem صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سے فخر سے فرماتے تھے کہ حضرت سعد بن ابی وقاص میرے ماموں ہے, کیونکہ وہ نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی والدہ کے خاندان میں سے تھا. تو نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم used to call him my uncle. سبحان اللہ, what a great. Amongst the distinctions of سعد بن ابی وقاص, he was the first person to fight and to retaliate with regard to Islam. Initially, Nabi Karim صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم told the Sahaba, no matter what the people of Makkah do, make sabr. Don't retaliate. So one day, Hazrat Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas was performing salat when someone came and harassed them. So Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu took the bone of a camel and hit him. Right? So he was the first person to do an action, an aggressive action on the aspect of Islam. Then Nabi Karim صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم told them that no, remain calm, make sabr. Thereafter, then of course, أُذِنَ لِلَّذِينَ يُقَاتَلُونَ بِأَنَّهُمْ ظُلِمُوا. You have been given permission to fight against those who oppress you. To Hazrat Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ, that was in the beginning stages, the first ayats concerning fighting in the path of Almighty Allah. To Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ went, and he says, it is an honor for me, إِنِّي لَأَوَّلُ الْعَرَبِ رَمَى بِسَحْمٍ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. I was the first person to let go of an arrow in the path of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ke ma rahme sab se pehle neze aur teer maane wala shakhs Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas tha. He was the first person to take an arrow and put it in the direction of the enemies in the path of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was so well known. He was very brave. His bravery was well known. He took part in the Battle of Badr. His brother achieved martyrdom. Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu used to regret and said, my brother achieved martyrdom, I have not been able to achieve. Then in Uhud, there was a very amazing incident. In Uhud, Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, I never ever heard Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam give these words to anyone but to Hazrat Sa'd. When Sa'd radiallahu ta'ala anhu was, you know, fighting against the enemy, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, Ya Sa'd, irmi. Fidaka abi wa ummi. O Sa'd, fight. May my parents be sacrificed upon you. Huh? وہ ایک واحد صحابی تھا جس پر نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے اپنے ماں باپ قربان کیے. احد میں نبی حضرت سعد سے فرمایا, نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم تیر پھینکو, میرے ماں باپ آپ پر قربان, میرے ماں باپ آپ پر قربان. The only صحابی that we find in the history that نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم has used these words, O Sa'd, irmi fidaka abi wa ummi. Go and fight. May my parents be sacrificed upon you. In one occasion, he was a bodyguard of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One Sahabi makes mention, and is in a hadith in Bukhari Sharif, that Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam one day made dua, lasta rajulan salihan yahrusuni, ke kash mere hifazat koi nek aadmi kare. To Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam made this dua, that may a pious person come and guard me. So that, Hazrat Aisha said, we heard a noise. And we came out and we saw, who was it? It was Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas. Why have you come? He came with few people. Ya Rasulullah, I just had a fear that someone could harm you, therefore I've come to protect you. And Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he stood. If anyone goes to Masjid Nabawi, in the sutoons that is closest and adjacent to the qabrs of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to the qabr of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you will find one sutoon. That sutun of Haras, that's where the bodyguards used to stand. Thereafter, the Quranic ayat came, Ya ayyuhan nabiyyu hasbukallah. Oh Nabi, Allah is enough for you. Huh? Allah is enough for you. So Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came and told the Sahaba that you go away from here, from now on Allah will protect me. So this was Hazrat Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas, who was the bodyguard of our beloved Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Amazing human being. Some amazing qualities. In one occasion, he went to Makkah Mukarrama. Ulama write, it was either the time of Umratul Qadha or it was a time of Hajjatul Wida. One of the two occasions, he came to Makkah Mukarrama. When he came to Makkah, he became very sick. Now, when he became sick, he became very, very perturbed. Bahut pareshan hua. Makkah mein aakar, wo bimar ho gaya. Now listen to the reason why he was perturbed. Not because he was sick. This only a Sahabi can think this way. Sahabi and Hazrat Saad did not want to die in Makkah. Wo Makkah mein marna nahi chahta tha. He didn't want to die. And the reason is, I left Makkah for the sake of Allah. I don't want to die in the city which I left for the sake of Allah. So he was very worried and he said, yeah. You know, alhamdulillah, we talk about Saad. Our Muazzin's name is also Saad, mashallah. He's getting happy, he's smiling, mashallah. So maybe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us this quality. So he didn't want to die in Makkah. Because he said, I left Makkah for the sake of Allah. Why must I die here? So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to visit him and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua for him. And said, oh Saad, Allah will give you cure. He was very worried. میرے مکہ میں جو ہے نا یہاں پہ میں نہ مرو کیونکہ میں نے اس لیے میں نے کہا تھا کہ مکہ کو چھوڑا تھا میں نے اللہ تعالیٰ کے راہ میں اور اللہ کے لیے آئی ڈونٹ وانٹ ٹو ڈائی ان دس پرٹیکولر پلیس سو دیٹ پرٹیکولر ٹائم نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم میں دعا فور ہم نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم ٹولڈ ہم او سعد اللہ ول ٹیک لاٹ آف ورک فرام یو سٹل اینڈ حضرت سعد سے نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم پٹ ہز ہینڈ آن مائی چیسٹ آئی کوڈ فیل دا کولنس آف دا ہینڈز آف نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم آن مائی چیسٹ اینڈ دین ہی سیڈ یا رسول اللہ آئی اونلی گاٹ ون ڈاٹر اینڈ آئی گاٹ ویلتھ I want to give all my wealth in the path of Allah. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, no, you can't do that. He said, okay, ya Rasulullah, 3/4 I will give. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, no. Then he said, ya Rasulullah, half my wealth in the path of Allah. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, no. Then he said, 1/3, ya Rasulullah. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, okay, 1/3, wa thuluthu kathir, but 1/3 is also a lot. And then Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave him the reason. He said, oh Sa'ad, for you to keep your children independent after you die is better than to leave them in poverty. Oh Saad, leave something for your children. To keep your children independent is better than to keep them in poverty. Hazrat Saab, apne tamam daulat ko Allah ki rah mein dene ka irada kiya to Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam ne mana farmaya. Aur kya farmaya? Apne aulaad ko khud mukhtar chorna انہیں غربت میں چورنے سے بہتر ہے. One day Hazrat Saad bin Abi Waqas came to Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Rasulullah, ud Allah ta'ala ay yaj'alani mustajab ad-da'wat. Ya Rasulullah, make dua to Almighty Allah that Allah must accept all my duas. Allah must make me mustajab ad-da'wat. Brothers, listen to this. All of us want our duas to be accepted. تو ایک مرتبہ آپ نے نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سے فرمایا کہ میرے لیے دعا کیجئے کہ اللہ میری تمام دعاؤں کو قبول کرے. تو نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے فرمایا, یا سعد اتب مطعمک تکن مستجاب الدعوات. او سعد, ایٹ حلال, اللہ ول ایکسپٹ یور دعاز. اے سعد, حلال کھاؤ, اللہ تعالیٰ آپ کی دعاؤں کو قبول کریں گے. او سعد, ایٹ حلال, اللہ ول ایکسپٹ یور دعاز. دیٹ مینز اف یو ڈونٹ ایٹ حلال, اللہ ول نیور ایکسپٹ یور دعاز. دس واز حضرت سعد بن ابی وقاص رضی اللہ عنہ. Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As radiyallahu ta'ala narrates a very amazing incident. He said, one day we were sitting when it happened for 3 days in succession. Teen din aise hua. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam farmaya, is taraf se ek jannati samne aayega. A person of Jannah will come from here. And 3 days, who came? The riwayats, many riwayats don't make mention who it was. In Bidayah wa Nihaya, Ibn Kathir rahmatullah alayhi has made mention it was Saad bin Abi Waqas. 3 days in a row, from here a person of Jannah will come. So Saad bin Abi Waqas came. Then Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As said, why did Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say that this man is of Jannah? So he went to Saad and he said, Saad, me and my parents, we have some sort of, you know, disagreements. I want to stay with you for 3 days. So Saad said, come, stay with me for 3 days. He stayed with him for 3 days. After 3 days, he said, Saad, I get no problems with my parents. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, you are a man of Jannah. Therefore, I came to see, why are you a man of Jannah? Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, aap jannati ho. To ye main samajhna chahta hoon ki aap jannati kyun hai? Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam ne kyun ye farmaya? But yet, I didn't see anything untowards, O Saad. I didn't see you making so much ibadat. I didn't see you getting up and reading salat the whole night. What is it that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, you are a jannati? So Saad said, mujhe bhi pata nahi. I also don't know. So then he went away. So then Saad called him. He said, Abdullah, let me tell you something. And amazing. He said, my heart never ever has bad thoughts and hatred against any other human being. My heart doesn't have hatred and doesn't have bad thoughts against any other human being. Kisi ke bare mein mujhe koi adawat nahi, mujhe koi bura khayal nahi. To ye hai. To Abdullah ibn Amr ibn As said, that is the reason why you are a jannati. That is the reason why you are a jannati. You have no bad thoughts against anyone. This is something that is in such short supply. Anyway, Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam loved him. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed on. Sa'd bin Abi Waqas was among the Ashra Mubashara. He was very, very greatly liked by the Sahaba. Then an amazing aspect happened in the time of Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu saw that the Persian Empire was starting to have bad and evil designs against the Muslims. So you had to now fight against the Persian Empire. Sobko bulaya, Sahaba ko bulaya. How do we go? And how do we go and fight against the Persian Empire? Because the Persian Empire was a superpower of the time. So at that time, what did they say? They said, oh Umar, some of the Sahaba said, oh Umar, you lead the army to go and fight against the Persian Empire. Two of the Sahaba who were not in favor of it. Ali radiallahu ta'anhu, Abdul Rahman ibn Auf. Oh Umar, you don't go. If you go and you lose your life, it will have a bad morale against all the Muslims. So Umar said, who do we go? Who do we appoint? Abdul Rahman ibn Auf said, I know a person who will lead the Persian and lead the Persian expedition. Oh, Majusiyon ke khilaaf. Wo jo hai na, unko hum khada kar denge. Wo hamare sipah salar banenge. He will become our commander. Kaun? Sher ka panja. The lion's claw. Kaun? Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas. So Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu then made him and appointed him to become the leader of the commanders and the leader of the Muslim army to fight against the Persian Empire. When he went, Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, used to communicate with him. And some of the advices Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu gave him was amazing. Something that we have to keep in mind all the time. He said, "Ya khatunun alika, I command you to fear Allah because piety is the best weapon against the enemy." Hazrat Umar ne unko khat likha, "Main aapko wasiyat karta hu, nasihat karta hu ki Allah Taala se dare. Ye dushmanon ke khilaf sabse bada hathiyar hai. The biggest type of situation. And I command you and your soldiers to fear disobedience to Allah more than you fear the enemy. Dushmanon se barkar apne gunahon se aap dare. Fear your guna and sins more than you fear the enemy." And then when he went on to go and said, if an army fears sins more than the enemy, Allah brings them victory. Allah grants them victory. He said many a times, you know, we have this situation where they have more resources, they have more power, they have more, you know, ammunition, and we have righteousness. If we become equal to them in sin, then how are we going to defeat them because they got more resources? We had righteousness. If we lose that also, how are we going to fight against them? Subhanallah, what a remarkable type of advice that he gave him. It was in this very same expedition, you will recall, that Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas sent Rabi ibn Amir to the commander of the Persian Empire. It was Rustam. And Rustam said, "You Arabs, you used to be disgraced. You never used to fight. We never want to even fight with you. We don't even want to take over your countries. All of a sudden you have become so great. You have become so powerful that you are now knocking at the doors of the Roman and Persian Empire. What is the reason?" So what did he say? لِنُخْرِجَ الْعِبَادِ مِنْ عِبَادَةِ الْعِبَادِ إِلَىٰ عِبَادَةِ رَبِّ الْعِبَادِ وَمِنْ ذِيقِ الدُّنْيَا إِلَىٰ سِعَتِهَا وَمِنْ جَوْرِ الْإِدْيَانِ إِلَىٰ عَدْلِ الْإِسْلَامِ. Rustam told, I mean, Ribi ibn Amir told Rustam, it is something that has become the means of all, you know, the beauty of Islam. We have come, brothers, sit down. لنخرج العباد من عبادة العباد إلى عبادة رب العباد. We have come to take people away from bondage of the creation and put them in the bondage of the creator of creation. ہم اس لئے آئے ہیں کہ لوگوں کو مخلوق سے نکال کر خالق کی طرف لے جائے. We have come to take people away from the narrowness of this world to the vastness of this world in the year after. And we have come to take people away from injustice to the justice of Islam. And then of course they fought in Qadisiyya. Allah Ta'ala granted them victory. One very interesting incident, let me make mention of, and we'll try and conclude now. There was one Abu Mahjan al-Thaqafi, subhanallah, very famous warrior, But he had a bad habit. What was his bad habit? He used to take alcohol. Now when he came into the battlefield, he took alcohol. So Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu ta'ala put him away in prison. Because in Islam, to take alcohol is a sin, it's an offense. So Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu ta'ala locked him up in prison. He was put in a temporary type of prison. When he was put in this prison, because he was a warrior, and he heard the battle, he couldn't take it. He wanted to fight, but he couldn't fight because he was in prison. So one day the wife of Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas went past. And that time Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas was sick, so he was sitting on the balcony overlooking the battle because he couldn't move. You know. So Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas' wife came, Abu Bahjan said, I beg you, just allow me to be free and go fight in the path of Allah. She said, but you are in prison, I will get in trouble. She said, you won't get in trouble, I will go. And if Allah Ta'ala takes my life, then of course you will have no blame. And if I don't get, and I come back, I will come back and I will tie myself. I will put myself back into the cell. So she, out of compassion, she, you know, freed him and gave him the horse of Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas because he was not using it, he was sick. So this person, Abu Mahjan, completely changed the entire battle. The battle was 50-50. Wherever Abu Mahjan went, he scattered and dispersed the enemy. Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas was saying and looking, he said, if Abu Mahjan was not in the prison, I would have said that there is Abu Mahjan. And that particular horse looked like my horse. He was perturbed but didn't know what to do. Then afterwards, when he came back at night, his wife told him the entire incident. So Hazrat Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu ta'ala went, and Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas told him that from now I'm going to free you. And Abu Mahjan said, from now I'll never ever touch alcohol. Sometimes Allah Ta'ala takes work from even people who are, you know, people who take wine and alcohol. Who are we to judge? Abu Mahjan was a person who was taken in prison for alcohol. And Allah Ta'ala made him change the entire battle scene of Qadisiyah. Then Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala granted them victory. Allah Ta'ala granted and put the Persian Empire in the hands of the Muslims. Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu established Kufa. And he was made the governor for some time. He came back to Medina. And he was the last of the Ashra Mubashara to pass on. When he was about to pass on, his wife and children were worried. And he said, don't worry. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has guaranteed those people who fought in Badr Jannah. Right? And then he said, I have one old jubba. You know, I left it one place. Go and take it out. It was a worn old jubba. And he said, put me in the qabr with this. He said, why? He said, I fought in the battle of Badr with this. I fought in the battle of Badr with us. And this is the way Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu left this world. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fill his qabr with nur. May Allah ta'ala give us the opportunity to learn from these great personalities, their beautiful qualities. Allah ta'ala, you know, these sahaba were the means of us accepting Islam. They were the means of us, you know, gaining Islam. We will always honor them. May Allah ta'ala grant us tawfiq wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.